proclamation number 6336 dated the August 19th, 1955. The plan of deifying the beings. My plan of salvation covers infinitely long times. The plan of redeeming the fallen spirits. The deification of the created beings which once made a wrong decision of will and which therefore require an infinitely long time in order to align their will correctly because they completely changed their nature into something entirely opposite to me and yet shall nevertheless become my image again one day. The process of this transformation or regeneration necessitates an infinitely long time, because it must take place in lawful order. Otherwise it would result in unavoidable chaos and the ultimate goal would never be reached. The fundamental law of my eternal order is and will remain love. Hence, a return to me can only be achieved if I give all fallen spirits, all those which had become imperfect, the opportunity to practice love. And practicing love means being of service. Consequently, I first had to create the opportunities in which the fallen spirits were able to serve actively. I had to create something which enabled these fallen spirits to contribute towards its emergence and maintenance, in every possible way. And so I conceived creation as appropriate for this purpose. In a manner of speaking, I let the spiritual substances take active part in its emergence. However, I had to enforce this, according to my will there to enter specific external shapes and carry out their assigned activity. The whole of creation is governed by the principle of being of service, because my will governs, which is only ever the expression of my greater than great love. Compulsory service was therefore necessary at first, because no being would have chosen to serve, to express love, of its own accord, but the return or re-transformation of the fallen being is and will remain my goal. Nevertheless, even service in a state of compulsion achieved a change, although it required an infinitely long time. But once the re-transformation has advanced to a point that the original opposition to me is weakened, the being can receive a certain amount of freedom again so that it is no longer forced into being active but voluntarily continues doing the same instead, to serve, for which, however, it must first kindle love in itself. The purpose and goal of the whole process of development is, that its will shall take the right direction now, that its thoughts, intentions and actions are only determined by the principle of love, that the re-transformation into love is proven and thus the being's deification takes place, that the goal I set the externalized spiritual being has been accomplished, that the created being has voluntarily shaped itself into my image, into my child. Yet during this infinitely long period of development the being passes through countless phases which one day it will be able to look back upon when, in a state of light, it is capable of grasping the sheer magnitude of my plan of salvation. And every individual phase will disclose to it the suffering and agonies, which only then will show the immense extent of its fall into the abyss, the distance from the one who, in the beginning, had created it in all perfection. Only then will my love, wisdom and omnipotence be revealed to the beings, and only then will the upsurge of their love for me engulf them and they will become completely immersed in my flow of love. They will praise and glorify me without end and have no other desire but to serve and help me to achieve my goal one day, the deification of all created beings. They are constantly active with love and comply with their original purpose, to work and create according to my will which now is their own will as well because they are perfect. Amen.